Hello, this is Senator Barack Obama, and today is Thursday, July 13th, 2006. Today I want to talk about Homeland Security, the recent terror attacks in India, and the alleged plots uncovered in Miami and Canada remind us that we are still at risk of a terrorist attack. This week the Senate's debating how to spend our Homeland Security dollars, and I'm going to be supporting this funding bill, although the bill once again reflects some misplaced priorities. Let me just give you some examples. Common sense dictates that the areas of greatest risk should be getting our greatest attention. It just makes sense that if there are particular sites or facilities that could cause havoc, we want to make sure that we provide more money to protect them. Unfortunately, the Senate will likely vote down legislation I co-sponsored to make Homeland Security funding more risk-based. The idea is simple, that you would want to give more protection to the Empire State Building or the Golden Gate Bridge than you would want to provide to a Home Depot somewhere in downstate Illinois that is probably not on any terrorist hit list. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that Congress is more focused on political handouts than strategic funding. The decisions that have been made so far by the Department of Homeland Security drastically reduce funding to cities such as New York and Washington. At the same time, places like Omaha and Louisville saw significant increases in funding. To add insult to injury, an inspector general's report to the Department of Homeland Security just revealed that some, quote, unusual or out-of-place sites are considered, quote, terrorist targets by the department. And let me just give you some examples. Among the so-called terrorist targets are the Amish Country Popcorn Factory, the Old McDonald's Petting Zoo, the Mule Day Parade in Columbia, Tennessee, and the Apple and Pork Festival in Clinton, Illinois. Now, these are all wonderful events, and obviously we want to be vigilant in terms of protecting any area where there might be a potential crowd. But I don't think that any of us can honestly say that a popcorn factory or a Mule Day parade is somehow going to be at the top of Al-Qaeda's lists. We've got to make the system more risk-based. We've got to make it more transparent. We've got to make it more consistent. And if we can do that, then we can keep Americans safe. We also, by the way, need to increase funding for first responders, firefighters, police officers. Over the last 4 years, first responder grants have been cut 59% from $2.3 billion to $941 million this year. Now, these are funds that help communities hire more cops and more firefighters, the people that we're going to rely on if there's a terrorist attack. The bill doesn't do enough to protect our nation's infrastructure. It is amazing that the Senate voted to kill efforts on this bill to increase our lagging transit security dollars. Having said all that, there are some encouraging bits of news. We took our first small step to address the threat of chemical plants present to our national security. There are hundreds of facilities where chemical releases could threaten hundreds of thousands of lives. This is something that I've been pretty active on, trying to make sure that we have some federal security standards for these plants. A lot of them are still poorly guarded, and a lot of them are still vulnerable to attack. The Senate passed a stopgap measure that allowed the department to establish some interim regulations. I've got some strong legislation to require plants to take strong steps to reduce risk in the future, and I hope that we can get some bipartisan support to pass some meaningful and balanced reform on this issue. So this week we've been working on Homeland Security. We have made improvements, but not enough. And I think it's going to be important for all of us, whatever our political predilections, to make sure that we're keeping pressure on me and my colleagues to deliver what the American people deserve, and that is basic safety on American soil. It was great to talk to you guys. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye-bye.